I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. What's that? I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me. My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, long as my bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Pussy ass nigga stop hating. Little tune chick got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She want the time we could spend. She sick. So tell me you're that somebody, girl. I fuck who I want and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit at that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come.
Another beautiful, another awesome, another amazing Wednesday night. Yes, mukangomva zimene zozo mangodzivira kuti kutipa so dynamic online radio payakamoto. Focus is back. And in tonight's program, we are focusing on Lil Wayne. Remember that last week we were focusing on Aries, and in today's program, we'll be focusing on Lil Wayne. I know Budantwambidi, they're so excited to hear more about Lil Wayne. Are you guys ready? My name is Rifle Dynamic. Let's get it. Alright, so as much as a lot of people are eager to know more about Lil Wayne, that's a different how we are, but yeah, it's a different people. Lil Wayne was born Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. and he was born on September 27th, 1982 in New Orleans, Louisiana, and to be specific, Hollygrove. Yes, and his mother gave birth to him when she was just 19 years old. His mother gave birth to him when she was just 19 years old. And his parents got divorced when she was, when he was just 2 years old. Yes, yeah, the parents got divorced when he was just 2 years old. And the father abandoned him and the mother permanently. Imagine, muntu mwana alindizaka ziwiri. And then ndikupezoda vanga divorce ndikungovaya ano baso zabwira so kungwai waliratu like I don't care. So he abandoned Lil Wayne and his mother permanently. So this led him when I say him, I mean Lil Wayne. This led him to change his name from Dwayne to Wayne. He just removed the D. Kuti akale Wayne akuti samafuna kuti azichulidwa dzina la bambo yake yaye amafuna kuti azingochulidwa kuti Wayne. So he considers his deceased stepfather as his real father. So he considers that stepfather, of course he's dead, so he considers that stepfather as his real father, and he even has a tattoo of his stepfather. That's really beautiful, like really, really beautiful. Anyway, that's about Lil Wayne's childhood. Now let's go to Tone Kutikodi Mumuyamagula Zimakalamodani. Alright, so Lil Wayne dropped out of school at the age of 14 to focus more on his musical career, and he wrote his first rap song at the age of 8. Imagine Mutu Mfana Wazaga 8, he started writing music. So he wrote his first rap song at the age of 8. And then later in the summer of 1991, that's when Lil Wayne made with Birdman. A lot of people know Birdman. Amachulana with the father and son with Lil Wayne. So they met in 1991 and Birdman mentored him and encouraged his love for hip hop, and they used to call each other father and son, as I said. So Antoine Amonangaduti Muna Bambaga Ali Wayne the Birdman, nah, you're in the Zahiba Pujabi Basi. Mu hip hop, they are father and son. So that's why they call each other father and son.
My leather's so soft, my top is so soft, I probably have it all. These niggas so soft, and I go so hard. Bitch, I go so hard. She said my leather's so soft, my top's so soft, I probably have it all. These niggas so soft, and I go so hard.
that dope so hard.
Yeah, look, I get money, ho. Fuck what you talking about. Straight out the slaughterhouse. Straight out the dragon's mouth. Fire you can't put out. Tires are standing out. The coupe look pigeon-toed. I be in a different mode. I be with them different hoes. No, I mean them different hoes. I mean them Weezy, Bumbleclot, different hoes. And as far as terrific goes, they kiss that dick with no mistletoes. Diamonds and pearls and pussy hoes. Snorting coke till they nose bleed. I'm sitting high on them inches. I'm in the nosebleeds. I'm on a paper chase until my toes bleed. Then I get on these beats and let my soul bleed. I put them in your head and watch the hoes bleed. My rag always red like when them hoes bleed. Now that's cold bleed. No, I mean cold blooded. And I'm so southern. That's why my leather's so.
Alright, so in 1994, at the age of 12, Lil Wayne wanted to commit suicide. He wanted to commit suicide by shooting at himself on the chest after his mother. I would have to Master Naga Muzura say, and I want you to end all your relations. I just want you to stop. And this is number. This is one BD mode. He wanted to commit suicide. He shot at himself. He wanted to die. And should I say, unfortunately? Okay, fortunately. Thanks to a certain guy, a certain police officer, Anna Mutandiza, he took the guy to the hospital. He said, they shouldn't wait for an ambulance to show up, so they just used the police cars to drive him to the hospital. If you have ever heard of the name Uncle Bob, have you ever heard of that name, Uncle Bob? Yes, if you have, that's the guy. That's the police officer that saved Lil Wayne's life after that Zombedaika. He wanted to kill himself. So thanks to Uncle Bob, Lil Wayne's life was saved after he insisted that they should take him by my police cars instead of waiting for an ambulance to show up. Alright, so let's now go to career. No, Savano, ya Lil Wayne, the career now. Lil Wayne released his first solo LP, The Block Is Hot. Yes, the LP was called The Block Is Hot. He released this LP in 1999 and sold more than a million copies. And then after that, he released two projects. There was Lights Out in 2000, as well as 500 Degrees in 2002. But then these ones were less popular. You know, they were less popular with the public compared to the first LP that he released. And then in 2003, he released his first mixtape, The Drought. Yes, the mixtape was called The Drought. It's actually Da Drought, not The. It's Da Drought. So he released this mixtape in 2003, and this mixtape brought him back in the game. And then later in 2004, he released his first album called The Carter. Yes, The Carter 1 was released in 2004, and this album reached number 5 on the Billboard 200 chart. And while continuing to build his reputation through mixtapes and collaborations, Lil Wayne released the critically praised album, The Carter 2. Yes, he released The Carter 2 in 2005, which sold more than a million copies. So, that's it. Keep that in mind. The Carter 1 was released in 2004, and then The Carter 2 was released in 2005. Get that right. Okay, so this also happened in 2008, that more than a million copies were sold after releasing the Carter 3. And this Carter 3 contained hit singles like Amelie and the Lollipop. You know, she licked me like hell. and these copies were sold in its initial week of release in the United States. So by the end of December 2008, the album sold more than 2.8 million copies, which made it the country's best-selling album of the year. Lil Wayne, I'm winning.
Your money.
Millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. Cause my seconds, minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pussy poppin', tell the coppers, ha ha ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like overridden vodka.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Remember that tonight we are focusing on Lil Wayne. Alright, so let's proceed. In February 2009, he took home Grammy Awards for Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Solo Performance, as well as Best Rap Performance by Duo or Group. And then the larger award was for the song Swagger Like Ass, on which he performed alongside Jay-Z, T.I., as well as Kanye West. And then later that year, Lil Wayne pleaded guilty to attempted criminal possession of a weapon. Hey, uncle. Okay, the charge stemmed from a 2007 incident in which a loaded gun was found on his tour bus. So he was sentenced to 1 year imprisonment. But then he served, of course, 8 months. Yeah, he served 8 months. But then before going to the prison, he released a rock-influenced album called Rebirth. But then this album, people didn't like it. They didn't like it that much. Even myself, honestly, I didn't like that album. But then when he was in prison now, he released another album called I Am Not a Human Being. And this one was better received by people. So after this album, Lil Wayne took very long to release another album. And the reason was because the release date was being pushed back. So that's what was happening. And then to cover that up, he released Sorry for the Wait mixtape. And then in August 2011, after a performance at the MTV Video Music Awards, he released The Carter 4, which featured guest performances by John Legend, Busta Rhymes, as well as Andre 3000. And then I Am Not Human Being Part 2 followed in 2013. So The Carter 4 in 2011, and then I Am Not a Human Being Part 2 followed in 2013. By then, some critics had begun to suspect that Lil Wayne's creative peak was behind him. Although he was, although he remained a vital commercial force, but then people still criticized him. And then in 2014, disagreements embarked between Lil Wayne and Cash Money Records. And this led him to, it led to his album, The Carter 5, not to be released, Majango. So they had some disagreements, they had some fights, they had some, they had the feud. So this made his album, The Carter 5, not to be released sooner. And then, I don't know, this is Tuzukujedo, another Rusa, so Sorry for the Wait mixtape, but so this mixtape was released in 2015 because the feud was not over yet. So mixtape agaga ka part 2 ka Sorry for the Wait kudabam viragai ga menegaga.
Cut the music up. Crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. Mm, yeah. last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love, how to love.
So Lil Wayne joined the music streaming service Tidal. Yes, he joined the music streaming service called Tidal, through which he released the mixtape Free Wheezy album. Wadrusa Sorry for the Wait Part 2, and then album Musiku Durugabe, and then another Rusano mixtape Inaso Free Wheezy album. You should Free Wheezy's album. I think mixtape mini, it was like going to Birdman. So he released that as a mixtape, the second mixtape after Sorry for the Wait Part 2. And then it was not until 2018, after the artist and Cash Money Records parted ways, that the long anticipated album The Carter 5 was released. So The Carter 5 was released in 2018. I think they resolved their issues, I don't know, but then yes, the album was released in 2018. And then in 2020 he released another album called Funeral, which debuted at the top of the Billboard 200 charts. And then in 2020 also he was pleaded guilty again. He also pleaded guilty to illegally taking a handgun and ammunition on a private jet. Easy as a take. You know, he was expected to receive up to 10 years in prison. Yes, he was expected to receive up to 10 years in prison. But then thanks to the former president of United States of America, Donald Trump, he was pardoned. So he was pardoned by America's former president, Donald Trump.
God bless America. This old godless America. Her tomorrow ain't promised today. The end of time is like an hour away. Damn.
Alright, so right about now, let's talk about something different. Let's talk about Umoyo wa Lil Wayne. Tigambeza tanzi lage. Gabena kuti healthy yake. Kuti kodi ilibwanji. Kunene junga mgezi Lil Wayne salipo. Lil Wayne wakaa kudwala. Kuyambila kare kare. Lil Wayne has been having a couple of seizures. Yes, he has been having a couple of seizures, but then it got worse. 2013, it got worse. For the, he could have like, 3 seizures in a row, you know. Okay, seizure, imagine. I think we can say that. So, zimajitika mowidikiza. So, it really got worse. It really got worse, and in Tainage he got like 3 seizures in a row, and it dropped his heart rate to 30%. Yes, the heart rate was dropped to 30% after having 3 seizures in a row, and he could have died. Yes, definitely. I mean, 30% heart rate, it's really something else. It's really bad. He could have died. Yes. And then a lot of people say that these seizures come because of his drug and substance abuse. For example, just on the agenda, codeine, agenda, linea, just and this I'm asking it. I'm a eager man, just said this brand, cocaine and all that. So a lot of people say that these seizures because of his drug and substance abuse. Come on, we know again. I'm an answer good. How did the seizures were as a result of dehydration and working so hard and working too much? I don't know. My drug or car, damn, on Jesus. All right, so that ain't to vaygo my words. I mean, ana nyamula wizi. So Lil Wayne has won like 5 Grammy awards, and he has won like 11 BET awards. He has won 4 Billboard Music Awards. He has won 2 MTV Video Music Awards and 8 NAACP Image Awards. Agudi NAACP Image Awards. He has 8 of them. Okay, so guys, I forgot information of Funigida Wambidi. Very important information. Yes, Lil Wayne Alindi. Not Ali, Koma Anali, the record label, Yochedwa Young Money Records. Yes, Young Money. Mumana Sainamo, Drake, Munali Ajina, Nicki Minaj, Munali Ajina, Tiger, and the other big names. And then, unfortunately, Lil Wayne sold Young Money masters to Universal Music Group, meaning to say he no longer owns the record label. He no longer owns the record label. So the record label is now under Universal Music Group, and he sold the masters, the record, the Young Money masters at 100,000. $100 million. Yes, he sold the label at $100 million. And Pambia Kawumbanga criticized Woody and I Gulis are more cheaper because his friend actually Anagulis also Naeso Ujen label yake, but then he sold it at $300 million. And Lil Wayne, being someone who is so big, $100 million. So meaning to say, Drake is out of Young Money, yes, but then Nicki Minaj is still under Young Money. So does Nicki Minaj owns her masters now that the label is under Universal Music Group? She doesn't own her masters. Like, the label is now under Universal Music Group. Yes, that's what Lil Wayne did. He sold the label. He sold it to Universal Music Group at $100 million. Yes. So let's talk about Lil Wayne's net worth. Lil Wayne's net worth is estimated to be about $150 million. That's like 150 something million dollars net worth. And he's at position 8, but top 10 Yama richest richest rappers in the world. So he's at number 8 with 150 something million dollars. So yes, that's about the net worth, that's about Lil Wayne, that's about Young Money, that's about everything concerning Lil Wayne. Zinto zitimangu zivanga summarize zitimangu denga apo nukuzibulisa pamozo zitimafotowoz as wonsi, but at least you have a picture of Lil Wayne, of what he has been doing lately, whatever that has been happening lately. At least you have a picture now. Yes, and it's time to say my goodbyes. Really appreciate that you've been there. Makala mebo vogu mvira program mene yu chokita wambi lagu jampako zafika wapanova inyo mma kwa na wambili tikumane so wiki ya mawa miti zabwezo ndi program mene ya focus tizone kutu wiki ya mati zabwa ndi artist wake wotani. So yes, thank you so much guys. My name is Rifle Dynamic. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Open Bibles. I think about more than I forget, but I don't go around fire expecting not to sweat. And these niggas know I lay them down, make your bed. Bitches try to kick me while I'm down, I break your leg. Money outweighing problems on a triple beam. I'm sticking to the script, you niggas skipping scenes. Be good or be good at it. Fucking right, I got my gun, semi-automatic. Yeah, put the dick in their mouth, so I guess it's fuck what they say. I'm high as a bitch, up in the way, man. I'll come down in a couple of days. Okay, you want me up in the cage, then I'll come out in beast mode. I got this world stuck in a safe combination. It's the cheap code, it's Weezy, motherfucker, blood gang, and I'm in bleed mode. All about my dope, but I don't even check the peephole. So you could keep